I was speaking to a guy the other day, and I said, "What team do you support?" And you won't believe what he said.
What did he say?
He said he supported London.
Really?
I said, "London United or London City?" He said, "United, of course."
Brilliant.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about the double match week in the Premier League, and we're going to look at some phrases that you can use to spot a fake fan.
But first, let's look at the Premier League headlines.
Chelsea edge closer to the Premier League title.
After a surprising defeat to Crystal Palace, Chelsea bounced back by beating Manchester City. The Blues lead the Premier League by 7 points with 8 matches left to play.
Spurs stun Swansea with fast finish.
Chelsea's closest challengers are Tottenham Hotspur, but they left it late against Swansea. Spurs scored 3 goals in the last 3 minutes to win 3-1 and leave Swansea in the relegation zone.
Hull plan a great escape.
Hull City's revival under their new manager continued. 2 home wins this week has lifted the Tigers out of the relegation zone for the first time since October.
We don't talk about Hull much, but they're doing really well under their new manager, Marco Silva.
He's unbeaten at home as manager in 40 matches with 4 different clubs. Estoril and Sporting Lisbon in Portugal, Olympiakos in Greece, and now Hull in the Premier League.
Incredible. He could save the Tigers from relegation. In this week's podcast, we're going to help football fans spot a fake football fan.
What do you mean, a fake football fan, Rich?
You know, not a real fan. Someone who pretends to be a fan.
You mean like someone who says they support Manchester?
Exactly. They don't know there are 2 teams in the city. A fan would say City or United.
Yes. That would be like me saying I support London.
Yes. We're going to help you spot one of these fake fans.
So we're going to look at some phrases that real football fans say and phrases that fake football fans say when they're talking about football. Where should we start?
Let's begin with some general questions that fake fans might ask football fans when watching a match.
You can spot a fake fan if they ask things like, "What's happening now?" Or, "Why does the referee have his flag up?" Or, the worst one, "What's offside?"
That's right, and they will just annoy real football fans. If you're new to football and don't want to sound like a fake fan, you shouldn't ask these questions at a football match. You should find out before you go.
So, here are some football phrases that you can use to spot a fake fan.
Let's imagine that you are at a football match with some friends and you hear someone say,
"I think this is going to be a great game. May the best team win."
Fake fan, immediately. No real fan says this. Real fans don't care how they win. They can cheat, they can foul, but they must win. Yes, it's better if they're the better team, but it's not the most important thing.
So, what should you say?
I don't know. Something like, "Come on, we've got to get 3 points today."
And what about when your team scores a goal?
You'll probably hear something like, "Get in."
If you hear, "Slam dunk," you've got a fake fan on your hands.
Michael Jordan is not on the football pitch. A slam dunk is only used in basketball. If you say slam dunk, you will sound silly. Get in sounds natural, but remember to sound happy, or possibly a little bit aggressive when you say it.
When the other team scores, a fan is going to say something like, "You have to be joking," or "Come on, we can get back into this."
If you hear, "That was a good goal," or "The other team are much better, aren't they?" he or she is faking it.
Don't say this. You might make other fans angry. It's not important if it's true. You should just keep quiet. When the other team score, you can be cross or supportive, but don't say that the other team is better or that they deserve to be winning.
What if you're watching a match at home and a friend walks in and says, "Who's playing?"
Fake fan, definitely. A fan might say, "What's the score?" But they'd definitely know who's playing. At the end of the match, if Arsenal have lost, I might say, "The other team were lucky." Or if we have won, I might say, "Good result."
That's because you're a real fan, Jack. Whatever you do, don't say, "Ah, well, it's only a game."
No, this will make a real football fan angry.
We get angry very easily, don't we?
Not if we win, Rich.
So, there are a few football phrases for football fans and non-football fans to use when talking about the match.
We've got a few more of these phrases further down the page under this podcast and some language activities for you to look at.
There were lots of great performances in the Premier League last week.
Sun Heung-min scored in both matches for Spurs as Tottenham got two away wins at Burnley and Swansea. And Jamie Vardy also scored in both of Leicester's wins against Sunderland and Stoke.
That's 6 wins out of 6 for Leicester under their new manager, Craig Shakespeare.
But our player of the week comes from the team performance of the week. That was Crystal Palace's win away at Chelsea. And the player is Wilfred Zaha. He was the man of the match. He scored one and made the other in a 2-1 win.
You can read more about Zaha in our player article on the side of this page. He's had an interesting career at both club and international level. And he's only 24 years old. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was a back four. The back four is the name that we commonly use for the defence when there are 2 centre-backs and 2 full-backs.
We often describe this as a flat back four too. Emir from Bosnia mentioned this in his answer, so a special well done to him. And to Lubomir from Ukraine too, who didn't give up and got the answer right on his 3rd go.
Well done also to Ahmed Adam Mamado from Sudan, Numrut from Ukraine and Quasimanifest from Ghana. You also got the right answer.
What's this week's phrase?
This week's phrase is a bit difficult, I think. The phrase is to... It means to beat a team twice in one season. If you beat a team at home and away, you... them.
Chelsea have... Manchester City. They beat them 3-1 away from home and this week beat them 2-1 at home. And Liverpool have Everton this season.
I thought you might mention the Derby double this week, Rich.
Right, that's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.